Revenge of Gotham, written by Olive of Vanders and read by K-Burb. This is a Danny Phantom Batman crossover fic, rated Teen and Up audiences, in which the creator chose not to use archive warnings. It is tagged with sentient Gotham, Halloween, references to ancient Celtic religions and lore, resentment, and Gotham City is terrible. Summary. Lady Gotham and Halloween, when the veil is at its thinnest. Maybe she can use it to her advantage. Lady Gotham swayed with joy, her body of shadows cascading down to create a long dress of darkness. It is covered with the sequins of misery, and catastrophic events caused to her city line her neck like a pearl necklace. She still swayed with joy, slowly moving around her city as the moon slowly started to rise. She grinned, her sharp, tar-covered teeth on show, as her tongue made of the toxic waters of Gotham Bay lashed out of her mouth and licked her lips with anticipation. Halloween. She held out her hand to the shadows. She watched as they bent for her desires, becoming stronger with each minute as the moon rose higher in the sky. Iha Hauna. Then one night of the year where spirits are let loose upon the world, causing chaos and mischief to those who do not offer anything. They arrived when the barrier was at its thinnest, basking in the world of the living. For some, it was to visit a place they knew once more. For others, it was to visit an unknown world wherein all is possible. For Lady Gotham, it was to watch her people with a keen eye. She had the choice to interact with her people, but she knew the new rules in the Infinite Realms took Iha Hauna very seriously, unwilling to let any mishap expose their kind for humans to exploit further. The humans had already caused enough damage to their kind in America by opening a man-made portal to their realm. She sighed, licking her lips again as they felt dry. She could never understand the humans with their magistrate and their peacekeepers. They'd only cause damage to her city, corruption flowing in her veins with each act they caused. She rolled her charcoal eyes at the thought of the people in charge of her city. She never did like them. With every passing minute, her shadowy form felt more solid, as if she was turning into a block of cement. It was an interesting change. She could never quite get used to the feeling, despite experiencing it for as long as Gotham stood. She raised her hand in front of her, watching her shadowy hands form a fist in her angry musings. Oh. She smirked, her sharp smile stretching further than the Joker's ever could. What a delightful idea, she mused. She never did like the corruption in her veins or the curses bestowed onto her at a young age. Why was New Jersey a curse? Why curse the land? So why did she not root them out? She may not be able to kill them, as it was against the law of balance, but perhaps some tricks would be good for this Halloween. They have been getting treats for far too long, using her people's money for their nefarious acts. Perhaps it was time for them to be tricked instead. It was time for a meeting, it seems. The night was silent. The night was silent. In Gotham, that was never a good sign in Bruce's opinion. The quiet meant that people were whispering. It meant that the eccentric rogues gallery is snooping and building a new intricate plan that will be dangerous for Gotham, threatening the end of their city once and for all. It meant that there was a clock, invisible to everyone's eyes, with only one mastermind knowing when the alarm would sound, but everyone knew something would happen. Silence never bode well in Gotham. There was no manic laughter, only the sound of trick-or-treaters. There was no sounds of explosions, but the sound of sparklers. There wasn't an amused chuckle or the sound of a coin flipping. There wasn't even a meow, other than the black cats that fled from unruly teens that Damian protected with his wakashashi and his life. Bruce clenched his jaw, ignoring the slight pain that grinding his teeth caused. Something wasn't right. It was too quiet. "Report," he called into the comm line.
"Nothing suspicious so far,"
the weary tone of Tim rang out through the line.
"Nothing. This is so weird,"
Stephanie complained, a slight grunt indicating that she was most likely grappling as she spoke.
"Don't jinx it,"
Jason huffed. Bruce blanked slightly at the sound of his voice. During certain times of the year, all the bats have to be on the comm link, or else they will be partnered up with one of their siblings unwillingly.
"There's been no calls into the GCPD tonight, other than the occasional teenage ruckus,"
Barbara spoke evenly, the clacking of keys heard over the comms as she checked their system.
"There's nothing,"
Barbara muttered, before more keyboard clacking was heard.
"It's like no one is out tonight. Not even Scarecrow or Calendar Man."
"Arkham?"
Dick asked. He sounded out of breath, most likely from a fight in Bloodhaven.
"No, nothing,"
Barbara groaned before pausing.
"Never mind,"
she quickly backtracked.
"There's some weird activity at the old Saul Airedale Observatory. Isn't that..."
She trailed off, making Bruce pause. "The mayor's Halloween party," Bruce realized as Barbara hummed with agreement. "Robin," Bruce started, only to be cut off.
"I am not leaving these cats to be harmed by these hooligans," Damian protested. "They attempted to shoot a firework at them," he stressed as he stared up at his father.
Bruce sighed, but agreed with Damian's decision. He knew how his youngest got when animals were involved. "Take care of the animals," he nodded, before focusing on the other problem at hand. "Red Robin?" he called out with a questioning tone.
"I'll meet you there,"
Tim confirmed bluntly. Bruce turned off his mic by pressing a hidden button on his cowl. He took out his grapple gun and lined up his shot. At least it wasn't silent anymore. The lights of the observatory were cut, casting the entire party in darkness.
"What's happening?"
the mayor, Christopher Nakano, called out as he looked around the dark venue.
"Protect the mayor!"
rang out as a chuckling echoed through the observatory.
"He will not be protected from me,"
Lady Gotham's voice cooed, noticing the shift in the shadows as her knights were coming closer.
"Who are you?"
the mayor yelled out as flashlights were turned on by the security and cops, their light shining everywhere, looking for her.
"I'm someone you know well,"
she taunted as she let her shadows retract, bringing them back into her body so she could be in her condensed form again. She stared at him with coal eyes as tar dripped from her mouth, unimpressed by the politician that allowed corruption to run through her veins.
"I am Gotham,"
she introduced herself, standing tall with a defiant look in her eyes. She glanced towards the news crew, noticing that Vicky Vale was broadcasting the event.
"My friends call me Gothy. However, you may call me Lady Gotham,"
she sneered at the mayor, tilting her head at the angered man. His face was a beet red, scrunched up as he muttered something. Shoot her. Lady Gotham didn't flinch as the bullets passed through her body, barely glancing behind her, where she knew her knights had saved the people who the cops fired at.
I'm Gotham?
She scoffed, offended by his attempt.
I'm not a physical being. I'm a manifestation of this city.
She hissed, staring down at the corrupted politicians around her.
It is time for my judgment.
She expanded her body once more into a foggy mist, covering the lights. She let them shiver in the darkness as lights slowly floated through the observatory, growing to forge ghosts of the people they had killed with their actions.
Feast your eyes upon your judgment.
Her voice bellowed out from the dark, encompassing the observatory with herself. She didn't let anyone leave, dragging them back into the shadows when they attempted to. At once, the ghost started to scream and cry, wailing in the agony that is Gotham. She chuckled at how some tried to strike up deals. A useful trick indeed against those who had eaten too many treats and had become greedy and power hungry. She just hoped the Council of Balance didn't hear of her unlicensed actions. She did not want to attend a meeting again. The end. This was recorded for Potoween 2024 as a treat for Flower Parish, who requested Sentient Gotham.